It's time for another fun fact, and we are at 100 fun facts.
That's amazing.
or maybe like 60 fun facts, 35 mediocre facts, and 5 why did you put that in here facts. I don't know. But either way, we are to 100 fun facts, which, yes, is amazing to you, is even more amazing to me, because every week I'm like, this has got to, we've got to be out by now, right? Like, there's nothing else. But here we are. We have at least one more fun fact, so we will make it to 100. We'll see about 150 or 200 or even 105. But number 100 is here, and it takes place at Walt Disney World, Jeremy.
Perfect. I'm going to get this one.
This one's kind of hard for me, right?
Oh,
because,
man,
it's very hard to figure out what I can ask you about this without giving it away. So, Jeremy, where on Walt Disney World property, and I'll go ahead and tell you it is not in the parks, okay?
Okay.
Can you find an homage to classic carousels? And here's the problem. This is a specific one, because there's a couple of different ways you can go with this, and some of them have even been covered in past fun facts. But yeah, that's what I'm going to go with here.
An homage to classic carousels. So what springs to my mind first is the Grand Floridian,
which would be a good guess. And again, as we've discussed in past fun facts, has some homages to. Okay, how about this? Where on Walt Disney World property can you find what adults had to do on carousels back in the day?
So is that the brass ring thing?
It is not a brass ring thing.
Okay. What adults had to do?
Yep. What adults had to do back in around the late 1800s, let's say.
Were adults' experiences on carousels different than children's experiences? Did the children's things go up and down and the adults' ones went side to side?
I don't think so. That would be kind of cool, though.
I'm trying to figure out what adults did on carousels in the 1800s. Did they throw up a lot? They got sick.
Yes, the carousel buckets can be found. No. That's disturbing. Okay, so what are carousels best known for?
Going in circles. Horses.
Yeah. And what do those horses do?
Go up and down.
Okay, but maybe not everybody wants to do that, right?
Right.
Okay, so then what could you do if you didn't want to do that?
Stand there.
Okay, but what about if your legs get tired, Jeremy?
Sit on a bench.
Okay. So then where can you find the things on which adults were sitting, and ostensibly anybody who didn't want to go up and down or whatever.
Is it 1800 Park Fair?
No, good guess though. It's not in the Grand Floridian. Where else would you find
Boardwalk?
There you go.
Aha.
Now then, you know that we're looking for somewhere to sit, right?
Yes. Are the benches on the boardwalk from old carousels?
No, that would be very cool. But here's the problem. You're not going to get to the last part. So I'm just going to help you out here, and I'm going to do something that we don't normally do, and that is I'm going to tell people you're going to need to look at the show notes, or if Jeremy does this really well, you're going to need to look at the you're probably going to need to look at the show notes, right? Maybe your podcast player supports the album art. And I'm going to try to get Jeremy to switch the image right here to see the image I'm about to show him, because you're going to need to see the thing called the nanny chair. And Jeremy, I just sent you the nanny chair.
Oh, dear God. No, I don't want to see it. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so there are 4 nanny chairs located in the boardwalk. Apparently, from what I've read, 2 tend to stay in the same place. 2 can even get moved around, which is just fun, because these chairs are themed like, what would you call this, Jeremy? Like a person?
Yeah.
Kind of sitting down. So you've got this creepy looking face in a flower, more or less, right? And then it's got like a it's basically like a dress, right? And the bottom, it curves down so that you sit on the dress part, and then the front legs of the chair are shaped like human legs.
Oh, goodness, and there are so bad
arms to either side of it. I mean, yeah, it's these are frightening, but apparently these were what nannies in the late 1800s, early 1900s would, you know, so when they're taking the kids to go ride on the carousel, the kids would get on the horses and these would be on the carousel as well for the nannies to sit in. And thus they are called nanny chairs.
Oof.
Now, these are not, you know, there are so many things at Disney that are like legitimately, we got this from this place or whatever. These are reproductions of nanny chairs. These are not original nanny chairs, but oh my gosh, I can't even fathom why you would put these anywhere.
They,
like why you would design these.
They managed to reproduce
things.
The terror very accurately. This is horrible.
Yes. And so each one of the chairs on the back of the chair has a name. So they are named Todd, Paul, Alex, and Carrie. Now, I do not know where the names come from. I've seen many, you know, like some people say it's the Imagineers who were involved in the creation of these. Other people say it's the children of the Imagineers that were involved. I don't know, but just, yeah, these are something you have to see. So like I said, either check out we'll put a link to some images in the show notes. Maybe we'll put the image on this episode. Or you can just go to Google and type in nanny chairs boardwalk. And when you go, oh my God, that's the thing we're talking about. And oof. Now I have not actually seen these in person before. I desperately want to go and find these and definitely will not show this image to the people that I, you know, whoever happens to be with me when I go to the boardwalk. I'm not showing them ahead of time what a nanny chair looks like. I'm just going to tell them, oh, we're going to go look for these. You know, there's these like 19th century chairs. They're called nanny chairs. It's like history. It'll be really cool to get to go and see. And then watch their faces when we get to see the nanny chairs. Because I think that would be super exciting for me.
And then you won't have any friends anymore.
You know, I could probably use a few less anyway. Well, I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. On Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.